Yeah, bitch. Bam.
Shit on the pocket. We rolling.
It's 9/11, guys.
Guys, it's literally 9/11.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget.
Never forget.
We're sorry, guys. We just had to. Because it's literally 9/11.
It's literally 9/11 right now.
Bad bitches, 9/11.
It's always 9/11 at her house.
Bad bitch? Bad bitch?
Yeah.
Hold up. A really obscure concept, right? Baddest bitch you will ever meet, bro.
Aye.
But, her dad died in 9/11. As a kid, right? As a kid, her dad died in 9/11. She's fucking traumatized by this shit. Fucking traumatized, bro. She picks up stand-up comedy, right? She picks up stand-up comedy. She's a stand-up comedian.
She's Pete Davidson.
Yeah, she's literally Pete Davidson.
She's bro. Pete Davidson.
Later on in her life, she falls in love with Ariana Grande. But Ariana Grande later says, you know, she just was in with him for the dick and shit. Which was cool, whatnot. But, that breakup of Mac Miller and Ariana Grande, which led to the get together of Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, which led to the breakup of them, and then Mac Miller, you know, going relapsing and whatnot, and you know the rest of the story. Either way, I don't fuck with her. I don't fuck with the bad bitch.
Mac straight up wanted to marry that bitch, and she.
All about her.
She was such a fake asshole.
She just pulled out and was like, oh, I'm gonna get with this random ass motherfucker.
She wasn't ready for commitment, bro.
What a dumb bitch.
Fuck her.
Fuck her.
Fuck her.
Guys, don't ever get you an Ariana Grande, bitch.
Don't get you no Ariana Grandes.
Like, she was already popping, too, bro. They were both popping. They were just, like, a cute couple, you know? I was like, I don't know.
I cut Ariana Grande at one point. It was just, like, this super small, pale girl on Victoria's. And then all of a sudden...
She's super brown, bro. She's, like, she Latina. Nope, she's white, bro.
That's cat.
She's a white girl, literally. She's white. I don't know what she is, to be honest. I'm just talking, you know?
You know, it's kind of a crazy show, like, that I, like, sort of liked as a kid. Like, everyone liked our iCarly.
Yeah.
Sam and Cat wasn't bad.
It wasn't horrible.
It wasn't horrible.
I remember they mentioned Phoenix in, like, the last episode. I was like, yo.
Yo, they called it for Weenix.
Yeah,
and I was like, I'm from there.
I live there. Like, it was cool, man. As a kid.
Yo, yeah.
But then you learned some shit. Did you know that? You know that episode of Sam and Cat where Cat gets stuck in a box?
The
magician,
yeah.
The magician, he puts
and
her
they
in a
can't
box,
get her out. Get sure. They have to
that
go to like a music
episode
shop.
Was just because Ariana Grande had other shit going on with like music and whatnot.
Was busy.
Yeah, so they had to film her thing. They had to find a way to like just
get the audio, I guess.
Yeah. So they
play it from the
thing.
Inside and
like,
edit it.
Oh, we'll put her in a box.
That's kind of smart.
It is smart, but it's like.
Damn.
Just think about it from Sam's perspective, you know? She's like,
Damn, I have to
fucking
carry the show. I gotta carry the show.
And she said that on an interview. She's like, yeah, that made me like kinda fucking like pissed. Like not pissed, you know, she didn't say that, but like
she was upset.
She was upset because
she had to carry the whole show?
Basically. And it's like your partner's out doing better than you too. Like she's blowing up, bro. Sam and Cat. Out of Sam and Cat, That's the reason why the show ended too, just because Ariana Grande had better shit going on.
And because I remember she went from Nickelodeon to like doing her own shit and like that.
Bro, yeah, because she went from Nickelodeon. Whose dick did she suck, bro? For real, whose dick did she suck? Some top executive out here. All of a sudden, dog, she just—it's crazy, man. You gotta suck some dick to get some bitches, I guess, bro.
Damn. There would be some skill curve.
It's a world we live in. It's a skill curve, bro. It's like, how do you level up? You gotta suck dick. Metaphorically, literally, I don't know, bro. That is kind of true, though. Mm. You kind of do have to, like, suck up to your higher-ups in order to, like, learn from them, and then when you get on to their level, then it's like you can surpass them type shit, you know. But you know, meantime, you know, for the time being, you just gotta suck up to them. You gotta get down on your knees, put your hair in the butt. You gotta suck up, bro. You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean,
that's some real shit.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Nah, I mean, man. Know what I mean?
Y'all niggas not me.
Y'all niggas not me, bro. Y'all gotta not me. Not me. Y'all not me.
Got a bad bitch and she not me.
Bad bitch, but she talks to you like that. She like, not me.
Bro, you pull up to your house. Like, hey, I don't got no condom. She's like, hey, we don't gotta get a condom. Not me.
Not me. The edge is not me.
Hey, man, you don't got no car. Not me.
Nah, no, we never
that. I'll be telling you, don't worry about it anyway. Not me.
Not me. What? Red flag.
Bro, that's an instant red flag. That's a project, bitch, bro. For real. Alex, you fucking with the project, bitch. Like, not even project, just Phoenix, so, you know.
Do I get the time to fix her?
You want to fix her? She's in the ghetto, bro.
I thought that's what you meant by project, bitch. Like, I have to fix her type
not
shit.
No, project. I mean, like, projects, you know.
Oh,
like,
projects. Oh, okay, okay. Fuck no.
Like, Phoenix, bro. She's in Phoenix, you know.
Damn, then I gotta go pick her up. Yeah, like,
in the ghetto.
I have to go pick her up.
Better stay strapped, bro. Keep that holster on you.
Because then someone's going to run up on
me. Keep it displayed on you, bro.
Steal my shit, yeah.
And then you got to like...
Bro, I don't want to get caught up.
Fuck the holster, dude. Someone could take it right there. You got to get the one right here. Like, literally on your chest,
bro. The one for the
bro.
Jacket.
You know what you could do? Hmm? You know what you could do? Hmm?
Just do the open, the where you show it, it's just, boom, it's right there.
Yeah,
nigga.
That's what I'm saying. You just put it, like, in your backpack strap. You know the backpack strap holster one? Like, right there on your chest. You get that one, bro. Just
put that on my backpack. Right
mm-hmm. And then, like,
there's my gap.
Just hanging out, and then you're just like... Literally just...
No, you have it on, like, a tear... thing.
You just
so you just wow.
Oh, it has the string on it.
And the quick release
has the string. You take it out. It's like
okay. You got the sweat, bro. I just switch on a deagle.
No, I'd be like on some
You
know how to recoil on that shit though, bro?
You wouldn't control it. You literally wouldn't be able to control it. You need like a stock on it.
You need a ton of stocks, bro. Bad bitch and she got stocks.
Bad bitch and
I'm not talking about investments. I'm talking about like she got like a bunch of
gats.
Stocks.
She got a bunch of gats.
She got gats. She got bleaks.
Babbitt's in, and you go her, you go to her room, and the first thing you see is her gun rack. It's stacked.
No, you go in her room. It yeah. looks like a fucking GTA
gun armory. Store. It's a fucking armory.
It looks like an armory, but her bed's like in the middle.
Her bed's in the middle, and it has the little Hello Kitty. Flesh on it.
It's one of those princess beds, you know, with like the whole like pillars and shit on all
the, four corners. The canopy bed.
And it, yeah, canopy and whatnot. And it has like a little like pink ribbon all over, but like, everywhere around it's like, come and take it from us. He has an AK-47 on the poster, and it's like MAGA, Make America Great Again.
Says like, oh, we don't call the police.
We don't call the police. It's like, fucking trespassers beware. And literally just a,
don't like, tread on me.
Don't tread on me. Fucking AK-47 with the MP5
made she into keeps a cross. Like she keeps a Glock under her pillow. She has a shotgun under the bed. That's only those things on her bed. There's still fucking guns on the wall. Those are just the ones in her bed.
She has like a fucking all her, you know, accounts on like social media or gun dedicated accounts, you know. Like, you go on her For You page, it's nothing but guns and shit, like, just people showing off their guns and, like, whatnot. They're just firing it off and shit.
Because we're gonna do a reaction to something.
I'm
Mike Karen.
I caved in last night.
I've been getting real fucking sick of the ads.
I caved in last night. Literally last night. With 200 girls in his bedroom, they immediately wanted to go to my guns. They emptied the safe with all the time guns. I felt compelled to come up with a better solution to explore my gun. Oh, yeah, I've seen this before. The gun 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 shop.
It's fucking crazy.
How paranoid can some motherfucker get? I think that one on the wall is cool, but the bed frame one, it's like, bro, come on.
A little excessive.
It's like, who the fuck's coming after you while you're sleeping, bro? It's pretty cool, though, how accessible it is, you know? You gotta build the muscle memory, though. If you accidentally put your head against the panel, you'd be right by the wall training, you know. Harder than would be comfortable in order to open fire enough. It's our Second Amendment right to responsibly. Plus, I'd be worried about like pushing the fucking head
in the middle of the
and
night
and then just getting smacked.
Well,
by
he's saying it takes a lot of pressure because he just did that. But he just pushed then, his head. Bro, but like you'd just be like, worried about that. Just yourself.
Sometimes, like I want to, like, you know, literally like.
You jump into
against
bed,
my
the
bed,
wrong.
And then like sometimes, or yeah,
you jump into bed the wrong way. You
what if like
guy right in the back?
What if I'm trying to rest with my like wife in the future, right? And then she throws me on the bed.
What if you're fucking her and she then, puts her arms out and it pushes up against the bed? Oh, there goes the shotgun.
Oh, the shotgun comes out. Oh, oh, he's passed out.
Every I'm trying to put a gun shelf in every home in America. Then everyone's strapped.
Dude,
imagine
dude,
if that
the
was
gun
real.
Shelf. That's a good idea.
That shit's that sick. Shit's sick. That looks dope.
Like,
you just
it has
walk
some
up to it.
And, like, some just, picture frames.
You walk up to it, just drops, and it's just like God. Think about it.
You know how sick that'd be if you like actually like planned it.
You
too,
see
like,
somebody and they're in your hallway and you look right at them. You but they don't know that you're about to boom.
You practice with it too, bro. You gotta like practice with it so you can get it like perfect, you know. And then like you can get it the one hand motion where you can like get your shotgun and be like, press it, and the shotgun drops and you catch it.
You keep it loaded.
You catch it.
So just the one shot.
And it's a sawed-off shotgun. Fuck up your house. But you don't give a shit because you got it.
You just wanted to use it.
Bro, and you're in the whitest neighborhood, you know? You're just like, you've just been waiting for this moment. Yeah, security and everything. I feel like that's why I'd get a dog. Because if my dog went crazy, I'd be like,
someone's in my house.
Now I have a reason.
Get the gun. Get my gun.
Bro, I'd be that fucking guy in the fucking underwear, like, slugging out with my gun, you know? I was like,
what the fuck?
My flashlight on my gun. I turn on the laser. I'm like, what the fuck is out there?
With the fucking...
I can't wait to be, like, able to...
We got, like...
Get a pistol, you know?
And then put the attachments on it.
And shit, bro. Literally, bro, just pimp my pistol out. I don't think I'd do it with the 1911, though.
No, 1911, you keep that shit classy. Maybe but if Glock. You get, like, a Glock, yeah.
I was gonna say a Glock.
If you get a Glock, then... Or, like, certain other pistols, like, you know... Fucking...
Shit. Ruger, maybe?
What's that one pistol?
Smith & Wesson.
You know in Siege?
Which one?
In Rainbow Six Siege, the German pistol?
The German pistol.
You know, the ones that, like, you use on, like, on Jaeger and shit?
I know what you're talking about, because they have that special body shape in it.
It's like boxy one. It looks nice. Like, that with attachments would look clean.
But... I think that by itself kind of looks clean.
Too. That already looks clean, too.
Imagine shooting someone with that.
Bah, bah, bah. That guy.
I feel like I'm in Call of Duty Zombies. Like, damn, bro. This is some shit. Like, I really just want to get guns so I could go shoot.
All of a sudden, bro, we're going to be like, bro, you want to go shooting? Yeah, you want to go shooting?
You want to go shooting? Yeah, bro.
Let's go get ammo.
Let's go get
ammo's expensive.
Ammo is expensive. So
but, like, even then, just the fact that we have guns, we're going to be like, fuck, well, we got to go get some ammo. We can't just...
Plus, you already have the guns. Around. You don't have to, like, rent a gun, you know? Even though renting's not cheap, like, expensive. But it's like, still, you don't have to rent a gun. You could just bring your own and be like, yeah, I got my get right here. My little briefcase thing. My huge ass hard case. Cause, dude, you know how sick it'd be, bro? Like, bringing in some shit into the gun range. And it's like some cool ass rifle. And then you get, like, really good at aiming type shit. Like, your targets come back, like, super, you know, well shot out. Your targets are fucked up. Like they should be. That's what I'm trying to be.
We get the metal thingies to shoot. Picking, ding, ding, picking,
ding, picking, picking, picking. I'm trying to get really good at like pistol shooting too. Especially, I think pistol shooting is where it's at.
I feel like I could get better at pistol shooting than I could with like rifle shooting.
Dude, rifle shooting's so easy though. I feel like it's just
point and click.
But you gotta aim it. Like, it's all in this hand, like, hand. And then this hand is, like...
Supporting it?
No. Like, holding it? It's your trigger. It's your trigger. You gotta time it, right, too. Because
it, like, you do kicks have, up like, and it goes back down, though.
You do have, like, a little, like, sway when it comes to your left hand supporting the rifle. Because it's the weight, you know?
Like, I guess you just have to get used to it.
You gotta, like... Find the perfect place to hold it and then just... But with the recoil, that's just about timing, I feel like. Because it's easy to control the recoil if you have
good control of the barrel. I feel like it's not really that... It's not a lot of kick.
It's not a lot of kick depending on what you're shooting.
Like, an M4, bro? That shit...
The M4 didn't kick back at all.
That's what I'm saying. And the MPX, that shit... No,
the MPX
recoil.
Was no... Nothing.
Literally no recoil.
There's nothing compared to the M4, bro.
But, like that's what I'm saying. Like, there's guns that just have no recoil.
But, fuck. I kind of want to get, like, an M4, too. I'm going to be honest.
It's classic.
Or something that takes the same rounds, you know?
Because I feel like an M4.
It's, like, fucking nice.
I want a nice M4. I wish I could get one with, like, a shortened barrel.
You think so?
Because I feel like it looks nice as an SMG.
No, no.
Like, just like a shortened barrel, collapsible stock.
I'd say if you're getting an SMG, just get a MP5, you know?
I do want an MP5.
Get the classy MP5.
That would be clean. But get a hollow sight on it.
Get a switch. Hey, you, government.
You know just what you kidding, should do, bro? You get kidding. You get the mag with the fucking duct tape. So you fucking just, you swap it. Nah, you get the drum bag.
You do the same shit though. You like duct tape it to another drum. You like put it at a weird ass angle. You know, like just stack them like side by side type shit, and then just fucking tape them together.
You literally have two drum bags fucking taped into each other. But it'd be heavy as shit.
Wait, no, SMG drum bags are bigger.
They're fucking bigger. Huge.
So that wouldn't work. I was thinking of a pistol drum mag.
Those shits are tiny.
But you put a switch, you know? You put two drum mags, glue the drums together, bro. Opposite ends. Fast reload, bro. That shit's crazy. You ever seen a Glock with a switch? I mean, the Glock with a switch with the drum mag?
Let's look that up.
Look, she got the two-round drum, man.
Damn! Damn! Damn!
What the fuck? Me, every New Year's Day? Holy shit, bro. Would you be one of those people who shoots off rounds in the sky?
No, what the fuck is so responsible? That's gonna end up somewhere.
People do that shit. It's funny.
Narcotics.
And she's smoking nicotics. She's smoking dank vapes.
She's smoking Fortnite cards.
Fortnite cards and Mario cards.
Yeah, let's go Cartnite.
Hey, y'all, if y'all ever tried Mario Kart, bro. Mario Kart Extracts, bro. That oh brand God. Back in the day was fire.
Nigga, you remember the fucking...
Bro, okay, fake cart segment of the fucking podcast, bro. Literally.
You remember the pumpkin spice cart that was just ass?
Okay, so I added this Moon Rock pumpkin spice. It was a Dr. Zodiac
Moon Dude, Rock that punk, Captain Crunch, spice. Bro. That one tasted just like Captain Crunch.
But that Moon Rock one, I got from someone who said it was supposedly medical. That shit did not taste or, like, feel medical, you know? Like, I fucking smoked that shit. I remember it got me high, but it wasn't, like... It didn't feel real, you know? It didn't feel like a real... like a real car high, you know? It was weird. It was really weird. But the Captain Crunch car... Dog. I've done some stupid shit in the past. The Captain Crunch car was one of the most retarded decisions ever. It tasted just like... But look, there's a whole story behind it too, bro. Because this came from... one of my old friends back in high school, and like, bro, like, you know who I'm talking about. I'm gonna say her. I think you already know who I'm talking about. But, yeah, I went to her house because, you know, she was like, yeah, I got a plug, like, who could hook us up with cards? And then they had this dude come over to their house and shit. But, like, bro, I was still pretty, like, new at smoking, to be honest. And they rolled up a blunt and shit, bro. We were smoking. It was me, her, and her boyfriend. And, like, her sister and her sister's boyfriend. We were just all chilling in that room, bro. I was fucking faded, dog. And then the cart dude finally came through. He was selling them dirt cheap. And I remember this dude just looked like a fucking, like, weird tweaker kind of dude. It was very weird, man. But he gave us two cards because I bought one and her sister bought one or some shit. And then she's like, which one do you want? And it was like a Captain Crunch berry one. And then it was like, it wasn't actually Captain Crunch advertised, but it was like it was advertised as like Cap, like some Crunch berry, some shit like that, you know?
Some stoner shit. Damn, bro, you remember what was the best decision?
But wait. That's not the end of it, bro. Because, look, I remember me and Dorian were smoking a bit before school with the Captain Crunch cart. And then randomly, I was just like, bro, this shit don't feel right, bro. I don't like this shit, dog. So I stored it away, literally, just so I wouldn't, like, smoke it anymore. So I wouldn't feel tempted to, like, go and, like, smoke it. And I'm pretty sure I already had another cart at the time, so it was, like, no big deal, you know? So I fucking totally forgot about it. Years later, bro, when I'm moving, dog, I look through this fucking, like, one of my old, like, boxes that I just keep shit in, right? And I look in it, and, bro, there's the cart sitting right there. It's fucking black, dog. It's black, bro. Just the cart, whatever distillate or whatever bullshit they put in there, over time just turned black, dude. Just pure black.
It literally decayed.
And it was just, I was like, what the fuck, bro? I'm so glad I didn't smoke the rest of this shit, dog. That was the most fake cart I've ever had.
Damn, bro, you know it's gonna be nice? Having our own weed and shit. Growing our own weed and shit, you know?
Growing weed. I mean, you could do that right now, literally. Nothing's stopping you, you know? It's just a few investments away. Like, one book of your time. Wouldn't be hard.
I just can't do it at my age.
You go out of the closet, right? Boom, ventilation taken care of. You just get an air purifier. You get a fuck ton of incense and shit. Not even incense, bro. Just air, like the air filters.
I got a candle.
Just put it like where, you know, it comes from the vents up top. You just put like three of them, maybe four, just to spice it up.
Damn, wait.
Then you get a ventilation system or one of those Amazon kits that literally comes with the like ventilation system. You just plug it into the wall and it's like,
my house won't be as hot. Oh my god, I just realized this. My house won't be as hot as it used to be.
Because you're on the bottom?
Yeah, because I'm at the bottom and my guys, room. Oh my god.
Guys, Arizona's a fucking hellhole.
It's
no wonder why there's only snowbirds who live here, you know? Because in the summer, it's really
just, it turns into hell. There is nothing you can do about it but try to stay hydrated. Literally, everyone starts telling each other,
just stay inside.
Once it's summer, it's like, drink water. Don't go outside.
Don't go outside, bro. Literally, don't.
If you're going outside, you're getting to the car to go to the place.
That has AC. You're not going anywhere.
You know what's
else,
crazy to me? To think that in other degrees. States, they just don't have AC. Like, AC is rare. Like, it's just the unit in the wall. That's it, you know?
Well, because like, you don't deal with 115 fucking degree weather, bro. This shit ain't normal. This shit is not normal. We're like an experiment gone wrong, dog. We're not supposed to be alive.
It gets to 115
Arizonians degrees. Or something else, man.
Like, it'll stay on 15 for weeks.
Like, I don't think fucking people weeks. Understand, bro, like, how fucked up it is here during the summer, bro. Even, like, gangbangers don't go outside, you know? They're inside, bro. They're inside.
It's dangerous to be outside.
Maybe at nighttime, but even then, it's, like, 95 degrees.
It's not night. Any nicer.
The lowest is going to be 85 in a couple of fucking weeks.
Right now,
the highest is 85. In the next couple of
fucking
weeks,
it's going to be 90.
The lowest, bro. That's going to be the 90. Lowest.
And all of a sudden, it's 90. Next week, it's 100. All of a sudden, it's 105. Then it's 115 every fucking day for months.
Then it's 180 degrees, 300 fucking heat advisory, bro. Do not go outside. 87 degrees.
Hey, we survived.
It's like, let's go, bro. That shit was hell. That shit was literal. I can't believe we're just used to it at this point. I want to get the fuck up out of here. Like, just at least in the summer, bro. It's like, what the fuck, man? This shit's retarded out here. I can't. It's crazy, man. Alex, bad bitch. Baddest bitch you will ever meet.
Yeah.
But in summer, when you go over to fuck, her house has no AC.
No, AC. Absolutely not.
If she comes over to use for some reason, your shit doesn't work.
No, even less. Then I have to worry about my shit being fixed.
If she leaves, it's fixed, you know.
Then it's just hot as fuck in my, like, that means we're gonna fuck and it's gonna be hot and it's already gonna have been hot in there. Like, it's just gonna get hotter. That's gonna fucking suck.
Hey, man. But she bad. Baddest bitch you will ever meet, bro. Like, this bitch makes you question, like, damn, how the fuck did I pull her, bro?
Figment of my imagination, a type of bitch, I see.
She's a persona bitch, bro.
The bitch of persona. Bitch is a literal
she's
personification.
Into reality for your, like, you know, literally just for you. Her whole past is mysterious because it's fucking made up, bro. She literally exists for you, dog. But there's no AC at her house. But bad bitch.
Oh.
She's retarded. She's on the spectrum.
Welcome back to the program.
Back. My bad.
We will not explain what guys, my bad is.
You guys just have to guess.
Guys, just theorize it.
I said something racist. It wasn't racist, but it was...
It was offensive. It was offensive. It was something...
It was out of line.
It was uncalled for. No, it was...
It was the shock factor, but I think I went too far with it.
It said, in the script, it said improvise explicit, what's the word for that?
It said
expletive. Okay. It just says insert expletive, so we just kind of had to pick something to say.
Freeball it. And at the time, I was a little bit drunk. I was off.
I have learned from my mistakes. I have seeked counseling.
Me being the creative.
I have asked for forgiveness of those who I have wronged.
You know, me being the quote-unquote talent of the company, I have to improvise in these, like, certain situations. And in some situations, I don't exactly know what to improvise, you know? So I mimic other people online, and that's why I said it. I, you know, read our disclaimer if you want more info. I will not speak without a lawyer. Furthermore. All right, let's move on.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the podcast.
You guys play that new Minecraft?
Should we do that content for us?
The new Minecraft is so crazy, bro.
There's a lot of Minecraft.
Get more things too.
There's just so much of it.
You finally don't have to strip mine, which is the cool thing. You don't have to, like.
It feels like if Minecraft was like
being on some shit,
all the mods people made for it.
Kind of, yeah. It's missing a few things, so. Like, and it took
the
them a
girlfriend
long
time. Mod.
Bro, where is the sex mod? It's 2023. There's still no sex.
Guys,
mod.
Come on.
Like, there is a sex mod, but it needs to be implemented into the game. Is what I'm saying.
It needs to be official.
Because. No, that's a fucking kids game. Because. You know.
You need to do something to unlock it.
Some shit, dude.
Verify your age.
You gotta place your ID, your government ID, into the game that says you can actually have sex.
Says you're of legal age.
And you have to send, like, a live video recording of yourself, you know.
Of your dick from all angles.
No.
And it's specifically your dick for authenticity in Minecraft.
It has to be a picture of you holding your dick in the frame, bro. Like, it has to be from an angle type shit, dog. You gotta set it up in a timer or some shit, you know? It just has to be you.
It has to see your whole body and your dick.
Like, whole body just, and your dick out.
It's like T-posing type shit.
And then
you sent two photos, the front and the back.
Only then can you fucking get the sex mod. Imagine they actually did some shit like that, but it was all dudes, bro. It was all dudes.
No bitches wanted to go through the effort.
Every girl was like, bro, no, that's some creepy
shit.
Oh,
I have to send Minecraft my nudes?
No, they're like, they have the fucking common sense to not do that, you know? So they're like.
And everyone thought it's like, there's like no bitches out here.
There's no bitches, bro. I thought there'd be hella bitches, bro. There's like the
motherfuckers going into servers, but it's just like, bro, it's just stupid shit. It's like, it just devolved, like, it's just a fucking place to do stupid shit.
There's the fucking, there's a server hose where it's like the few hoes that actually went through it because they didn't give a fuck, you know?
They're like, hey, I'm down, but like in real life, yeah, they're like fat bitches or some shit. Do we need a pause again?
Should we?
Oh my god.
Should we?
Guys, I apologize for my statement.
Read our disclaimer.
For anti-body positivity.
Read our disclaimer. We will not speak further on this
matter. I am not sober, therefore I am not.
We are intoxicated, we are human, we all make mistakes. I am seeking counseling right now as we speak.
As let's call this episode fucking all apologies.
I have realized the harm I do on myself and other people.
so I am now seeking help.
I am seeking further counseling.
I'm seeking further counseling.
Prevent.
I've been going to
future
therapy.
occurrences.
And honestly, I'm tired of talking about it, so...
Guys, you've had enough about this.
Shut the fuck up.
We're either going to move on about it, you guys are going to forgive me, or I'm never going to fucking recover from this. It's all up to you guys.
I'm sorry, so. Fat bitches. I'll just say it right now. I've apologized. That joke was so
funny. If you guys are
going to
hold it against me any longer than I just... than for what I just did...
Oh,
you're the ones being... Hold, like, I'm only human, bro. Come on.
I am only human. We all make mistakes.
Dude, how long has it been just this? The apology. Oh my god.
I'm only human. We all make mistakes.
As a bad bitch?
You're human too, so you probably made a mistake.
As a bad bitch, you met her at group counseling.
What was the group counseling for? That's a very important question. It's an AA meeting or
nah,
some shit.
It's like a.
It's a what?
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah, it's an NA meeting.
Oh, what?
Narcotics Anonymous.
Bro, I'm in there for a perk or some shit. She's in there for heroin, and I'm like, damn. What's up, baby girl?
What's up,
you trying to relapse at me?
All of a sudden, you're doing perks with her while you're doing also heroin.
I'm boiling up the perk now and shooting it up. Like, that's how fucking into perk I get.
Bro.
She just makes my addiction worse type
shit. I'm a rock star, baby.
Baby, we're going to be rock stars one day. As soon as this album releases. No, baby, turn on your side. You're gonna overdose. There you go. He's breathing. Thank God.
Everyone knows, bro. Everyone watched Breaking Bad, bro. If you're doing heroin, which I do not condone.
Hey, man. Watching that whole Breaking Bad shit's hard when you like know actual addicts, you know? When it's like, damn, bro, like, it kind of gets.
It's really real.
It's really accurate. Yeah, it's really accurate on how addiction is.
The junkie, the way
junkie
they had the house.
Mm-hmm.
When it was Jesse and the girl versus when it was like the fucking. You remember the kid? When they had the fucking.
The other girl?
When they had the ATM, the crackheads had like an ATM
yeah,
and shit.
Dude, those junkies.
When it was like that, bro.
Because Jesse and Jane were just functioning addicts, you know? Jane was like a recovering addict, and then Jesse was like a.
Literally
addict.
Slanging meth.
Slanging meth, so he was smoking meth too at the same time and shit. But it's like,
Mr. White, this is art.
Mr. White. This is our
Don Isaías.
Don Isaías. Bad bitch and Don Eladio.
No! He's like, hey! My friend! Come, have a drink with me. Here, sit. This is my chair.
And Hector's always just like fucking looking you up and down and shit. He's not really saying anything, you know. And
Don
he just
Hector's
goes
just looking
he
at
goes
you.
Into his room and whatnot.
Someone like wheels him in there and shit.
Someone wheels him in there. Don Eladio's like,
hey man. Hey, don't even worry about it.
Don't
here,
even
man.
Worry.
Bro. Here. We're going to have some nice meal tonight, just for you, for my guest. Yeah. I'm Don Eladio,
I talk like this.
He does, dude, he has some weird accent. That's not how most Mexican people talk, he's just, hey, my friend. Like, he speaks I feel like he speaks Spanish like he, like English is his first language. That's just what it sounds like.
Probably is the case, to be honest. But like, I don't know, man. That'd be crazy as fuck. Seeing him in character at some like girl's house, you know. I don't know, man. He died, man. So how are you gonna be at her house, bro? Oh yeah, spoiler alert, by the way, bro. If you watch this far, nice spoiler alert. You know what's crazy, bro? How, like, common school shootings are ever since we left high school. Like, even when we graduated high school, or, like, we were going through high school, remember there was that Parkland shooting in Florida? And there was that, like, other shooting in Texas. Then we graduated and didn't really pay attention too much of that shit because we're out of school. But, like, a lot more has happened since then. It's kind of like, those memes are becoming true, you know? It's fucked up. That's just fucked up, bro. It's crazy, man. Like, America as a just country is fucked up.
I feel like it's insane.
Insane.
When you look at other countries and you look at the U.S., and it's like, it's this whole fucking thing, bro. We couldn't.
Well, that's the
damn
thing.
Like,
that's the thing about it, bro. Like, we're taught American pride ever since we're born, you know, to have,
it's instilled into you, the Pledge of
the
Allegiance,
bro. We
allegiance.
And on our heart, bro, and pledged the flag about how much we fucking
love America.
It's like, we're a patriot. We'd never betray America.
I'm proud. You remember in middle school? And now for patriotic music. Well, at least I know I'm free. And I'd say I love this land.
That shit's instilled.
They made us listen to that. You didn't have a choice. You had to stand up.
Yeah,
they're like, come on, guys.
Before the whole, like, 2015, 2016 whole NFL, like, kneeling on their, like, knees, you know? Before then, we were made fucking to stand up, bro. We couldn't sit down during the Pledge of Allegiance. After that,
you weren't allowed to. And then at one point, you were really like, dude, like, I started sitting down for it the whole time,
yeah,
bro.
Because it was a whole protest against America. Because people finally started realizing how shit this country is. It's like, you gonna at least stop the fucking police killings or the police brutality, you know, in this country first before we gonna have pride in this bullshit?
Can we fucking start to develop infrastructure that favors the fucking human rather than the car?
Or, yeah, literally material over the person, bro. We're all just, like, statistics, really, to, like,
can we stop being so much, like, can everyone just stop being in a rat race for fucking money and, like, accomplishment, you feel me? Like,
yes, it's so fun.
Can everyone just decide to stop trying to impress each other and, like, stop caring about societal norms and just put it's literally impossible for this to happen, but, like, imagine everyone just really decided, like, if everyone in the U.S. could really count on everyone to just be like, man, fuck it. Like,
because there's, like, a certain amount of, like, unity instilled into, like, everyone's brain, you know? Like, everyone in America kind of thinks the same in a certain way. Even if you're racist, you kind of, like, agree with, you know, your
certain values.
Certain values of, like, your counterparts. But it's, like, they won't let that racism really, you know. Americans are ignorant in that sense where you're not open-minded to, like, opposing views from, like, opposing people, you know.
Supposed people.
Quote unquote people.
Guys.
Guys. I just want to apologize on behalf for calling whoever the fuck you think that meant people. For me, people were in the UK, but, you know.
People wherever people are. Everyone's people.
Everyone's people, especially
people, we're all people
in the UK.
We're all people.
Even
we're
if,
all human.
Even if you're
about
from
mistakes.
The UK. You know what? After reflecting on my actions for this podcast, I can now say that truly from the bottom of my heart, I really am sorry. Like, I've learned many lessons from the past, my past mistakes, you know. After all, I'm only human, you know. We're all human. I'm a man of God. And in that moment, I kind of had like a, you know, my mind is foggy.
I realized.
I'm under an influence. That's no excuse, by the way. I'm not using that as an excuse.
I'm just saying that is my current state of mind.
I do believe in Jesus
Christ. That is my level. I have accepted him as my Lord and Savior. I have prayed for forgiveness.
I prayed for forgiveness already. That's part of my culture. I'm a man of God. I'm seeking therapy. What else?
I'm seeking counseling from my pastors.
I learned from my mistakes, my past mistakes.
I'm taking more time to reflect on myself and the word of Christ.
I've realized what I said was wrong. And I've realized a lot of things, actually. One of the main things being that everyone's people. You know, we're all just people. We all live on this planet. We're all intertwined. We're all people. We're all children of God, you know. No matter what race, what gender, what sex you are. Even if you're from the UK, you know, you're still a person, bro. It's all... We're all connected. So, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize. And that will be the last apology. I swear to God, I will make no more mistakes. Oh, God. Alright, Alex, let's move on. Come on, let's move on. Alright. New topic. I'm a man of God, by the way.
I'm a man of God, by the way. I think.
I've accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
I almost thought of something really fucked up. I don't know if I'm going to say it. But again, I was like...
Another apology.
I was like, you think it could be a prank if we go up to people at, like, a Target or some shit and just be like, would you like to join me in prayer? And then, like, take a stizzy.
Would you like to join me in prayer?
Like, you do a whole prayer and then you do the stizzy.
You know what'd be funny? We set one up like that where we have two people go before the first person type shit. Like, it'll be two people that you know.
Like, we're all in a Dorian circle and shit.
And me and you're like, hey, you. It's like,
I'm not religious. Oh, it doesn't have to be a religious.
It's like, no, it's not like Christianity or anything. It's like, what kind of prayer is it? And then you pull out your stizia.
It's for school project.
For school project.
Like, dude, I feel like you can always pull that one out just to, can you help me for a school project real quick? Because they'll feel like mildly obligated. Because
they're like, oh, it's for a school
project. Oh, I'm helping this person. It's sure. Like I have to do is hold this for a quick second. I'm going to be a good person today. And then just record whatever bullshit they do. And it's like, here.
Even if you're recording something in public, you know, you could always just say it's a school project. It's like, what kind of dumb
Hey, what are you guys doing out here? Oh, it's a school
project. For a school project. We're, like, dressed in dinosaur onesies
and
shit.
Bro, one time
like,
cops got called on me and Quinn.
Really?
And, like, Dorian and shit. Just because they're like, oh, we got called that you were, like, moving things around back here. It's like, oh, we're just recording something for, like, a school project.
Where at?
Just in his alley.
In his alley?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, in that alley. Bro, we record...
Yeah, so many scenes go down in that alley, bro.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's just convenient.
It's super convenient, yeah.
But bro, in your own alley? We literally have a lot of the same fucking shooting locations. Like, it's always like Mill Ave and shit.
Mill Ave. Ain't shit in Phoenix, bro.
Legit.
You could go in fucking Central if you want, but it's the same shit, just more ghetto.
I feel like the only place really worth chilling in is usually Tempe, and that's only like, oh, we're gonna go spend money tonight.
Yeah, I'm gonna spend money tomorrow. That's it. Like, it's fun being in Tempe, but it's not that fun if you can only like, or if you can't drink, you know?
Because then there's not as many things available.
There's clubs and shit in Tempe. You can go fucking clubbing if you want.
Other than that, it's food and walking around.
And there's parties and shit. The parties are cool, but it's like...
But you gotta know where.
There's a fuck ton going on everywhere is the thing.
You just gotta know which one is actually going down.
Yeah, which one actually is going
down. And one that's like you can pull up to right now rather than like it being complicated.
There's some boom-ass ones where you can't find the address right or like it's...
Hey, are you guys here for the Addy? Hey, are you guys... You know, like...
Super low-key,
how do we get in here and shit? It's like, oh, apparently it was canceled. We have to go to this place now. All of a sudden, everyone's moving.
Oh, no. That one's canceled too, bro. There's a new one, though.
There's a new one. Last minute. This place. It's just a speaker.
It's a speaker.
And a house.
Bunch of people.
No lights. Everyone's kind of just standing around. There's only a few people that, like, really dancing.
We're the only ones smoking in the whole place.
Dude. There's no one else smoking. We're literally just...
We're the only ones smoking.
Ashton on the floor.
Dude, yeah, with no, we party. Ashton on the couch and shit, bro.
On accident.
I remember.
I was like, oh, my bad.
I just went on the couch and I was like, oh, shit.
We had a blunt in it. They never said anything.
Nah.
We just kept smoking the blunt. Bro, no one fucking did anything.
Dude, we had like 4 joints in that shit, dude.
Fucked up that night, bro. Because
I had like 3 joints on me. And there's...
Dude, that was that 3-day weekend fucking Halloween. Because everyone was like, bro, what day is Halloween? I don't know, bro. Everyone's just going to do it every night.
Joseph
had like, it was just convenient to do it every night.
Yeah.
It was like, guys, triple Halloween. It was kind of lit.
Triple Halloween
party. Yeah.
Because by the time it was Halloween, I remember I was fucking exhausted, though.
I was like, ah, shit, it's actually Halloween. Because wasn't Halloween Sunday?
Halloween was on a Sunday, yeah.
And then I went out on fucking... We went out Saturday, right? Or Friday night. Yeah, we went out Saturday night.
Was it Friday night or Saturday night?
I can't remember. But fucking... Yeah, it was the 30th, I think.
Yeah, it was the 30th, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. And then... On Sunday, I went to fucking Brian's house for Halloween.
I fucking crashed. Wait. Yeah, J.K. was living with me. Yeah. I'm pretty sure
he was, because he went to Halloween with us.
Yeah. No, I remember. I was chilling with him.
You remember we all got the masks? Well, the costumes. Dude, no one else had costumes. That was lame.
No, everyone had costumes. They were just, like, not really... Costumes. We didn't have costumes either.
I had a fit.
A fit, not a costume, dude.
The fit was the costume.
That's not a costume, though.
You mean like a whole little, like...
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like no one was dressed for it.
Yeah.
I felt like everybody was just at the attic. It was like, oh, no one here was like... I guess I had higher standards of what an attic would be like. Since people want to go to them so often. So I was like, it must be really fun.
Well, that one was just kind of shut down early, to be honest.
Like, my cousin sometimes tells me about the party world.
Party world?
Because there's addies and then there's privadas.
The Mexican parties?
Privadas means, like, private party. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're invited, you know, everyone there already knows each other type shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, the other addies he goes to, but one time he told me that it got shot up. Like, he literally had to run away.
Remember at one time we were filming the podcast and then the gunshots were coming towards us? That was a party, bro. There was an addie going on. It was lit, there.
Bro.
But someone got pissed and then fucking... That was like 4 or 5 shots, bro.
We took a fucking lap and shit.
Well, we hid behind our... Stone thing, B.
Mm, we hopped over.
Like, that stone brick thing.
Mm. Bro, I think we're getting shot at. Because it felt like the bullets flew by us.
Listen to the fucking audio, bro. They fucking did fly by us. It was just... Like, you could hear the...
What would you have done if I got shot right in the face?
What am I supposed to do?
I died right there, bro.
Stop it, bro. I stop the bullet using mind powers. I make the bullet deform and then, like,
I phase it.
So you don't hit the bullet, you know?
I phase the atoms in it momentarily so it goes right through you.
I give you that telepathic signal that makes your brain aware of the bullet, and then you fucking duck and do the matrix on that bitch. Like, before he even shoots type shit.
Is that what the fuck you want me to do, Alex? Is that what the fuck you want me to
do? Is that what you want me to do, bro? I'm gonna do what every other person would in that instance and just fucking be like, what the fuck? Why? What? And then fucking book it. Because I think I'm in danger. Then go back for your body later and be like, oh, it was a straight bullet. Goddamn, bro. Call the cops and be like, my homie got fucking shot.
No, you sent it to the group chat. Lamal, what the fuck?
It's a picture of you fucking dead.
Lamal, what the fuck? Rip.
Damn, rip. That's it.
Literally, damn, it's like, rip. And then Kevin's like calling you. You're not picking up. Dorian's like spamming the group chat. Caesar's like, homie, good?
Nah. I respond 8 hours later. Nah. That's
what
it.
What the fuck? Where you at? You good? What'd you do? What happened to him? Shit.
Don't respond for 2 days. Leaves everyone on open.
Bro, you good? You haven't been texting nobody.
Red. Red. Hey, bro, you good, dog?
You come back, you're super emo.
I come back, I'm listening to the fucking sleeping sirens, bro.
Nothing but MCR, Panic at the Disco, Like, Fallout Boy and shit. Like, you're deep into it.
The old 21 Pilots.
You listening to fucking Green Day and shit?
I already listened to Green Day, bro.
More.
Oh. Green Day is, like, one of those bands you hear a lot. You don't really know that much about.
It's
then
just
you listen to it more, and it's like, bruh, this is teenager music. You
know? This is for,
like,
teenagers. Yeah.
This is, like, how you feel when you're a fucking teen, you know?
Like, I love Lil Peep, and it always brings me back to that era of my life.
But he really was just a kid, man. He really was.
It was just his age, you know? He didn't get to live very long.
Dude, it's so sad listening to Lil Peep's music, man.
Because like, you realize you're never going to get more of it.
Yeah. All of
you're never going to get to see him.
I've always thought this too. Like, he's one of the few artists where like I could really just listen to any song of his and just chill, bro. There's so many songs too. Bro.
A lot of his songs are the songs that make me want to be like, man, I fucking hate my life. You know? And it's like, I want to cry. Or like, nothing's wrong with... There's nothing wrong, but I'm depressed.
Cause that's just, well, Peep's music's more like,
or like, damn, like I'm really wanna, in the feels.
Yeah, you're really in the feels over like
some
things.
Girl or some bullshit yeah, you're going through.
He has some girl music, you know, where it's like, fuck this bitch, you know?
Man, I'm done with you, ho.
Done with your bitch, yeah. But then he has some other music where it's like, I'm done with life, bro. I don't want to live.
I'm done. I'm fucking addicted to drugs. I'm fucking
well,
like...
I want
to
run away, you know?
I'm crying and shit every night.
Like, some of his music's so real, bro. And I don't understand how, like, some people around him didn't, you know, see that shit.
See how much an advantage they're taking of him?
Yeah. Just listen to his lyrics, bro. Like, they came from his fucking, you know, his heart. He wasn't putting up this persona of, like, being a sad boy. You know?
He just was the person he was. Like,
and
he really put that out there.
Yeah, he was coping with it with the fucking Zans and shit. And
you remember, like, the shit they said about him in, like, high school? It's like, yeah, bro, he, like, grew up super happy kid. But, like, once he was in high school, it's like... He just, like, at some point started smoking weed, and, like, he started, like, he didn't want to go out the house.
Damn, he just like me.
All of a sudden, he's saying he's depressed. Oh, yeah, wasn't that when his, like, parents divorced?
His parents divorced, and he had to, like, you know, was it live with his mom, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he barely saw his dad anymore.
It was just something upsetting or some shit.
Yeah, he was pretty upset about that shit. And then he was just having problems with himself too, which is also like real. Then he made the decision to like move out to Cali, and at the time, bro, in the U.S. there's a huge ass opiate pandemic going on. Mm-hmm. epidemic opiate epidemic going on. Especially, bro, in Phoenix, there was a fuck ton of just perks going around, bro.
When there was just different kinds of bars, you're like, why is this Zan green? Why and is it purple? You look why at the plug
story, bro. Yeah, fucking
bags of this shit. Whole fucking giant Ziploc. The gallon bags of them. You know what I mean? The big ass. The Ziploc bag you put other Ziploc bags into. You feel me?
The storage Ziploc bags.
This
bro.
Shit.
This shit meant you, for like fucking storage.
Shirts and shit. Shirts are like. So, bunch of shit.
But like.
Bunch of shit.
Plugs had a bunch of like bars. Like
no reason they should have this much.
And the fact they're selling out and just profiting so much was crazy.
And know. They kept doing it.
They kept doing it and doing
all it. All of a sudden they got all these like gats and shit. Like everybody has like a really fancy like
20
illegal gun type shit.
2019
like,
was a whole different era, bro. Everyone was either barred
the
out,
plug culture.
There was fucking
the druggy culture.
Drugs were everywhere in 2019, bro.
It was insane.
Even if you just wanted weed, dog, like, you'd find anything, dog. Man. Like, that one plug you hit up for weed is probably selling, like, crack, you know? On the low key. I remember one time I had this plug added on Snapchat, dog. I had him added for a long time. He sold fucking weed. And carts. He made his own distillate and shit, which was pretty cool. I never hit him up for it, unfortunately. But he made his own distillate at the time and, you know, filled up his own carts and shit. He had his business going pretty good, you know? And then all of a sudden, dog, out of like nowhere, after like maybe I'd say a whole year of having this dude added on, you know, Snapchat and just looking at his story, like, every now and then. Out of nowhere, bro, he just uploads a fucking whole brick of meth, dog. And he's like, who wants that ice? Who wants that glass? And, bro, I was like, god damn, dog. This motherfucker's a drug dealer. This motherfucker's... I thought he was just doing all some weed shit, bro. He was selling weed. He was selling some edibles, some cards. But fucking meth is crazy, bro. You got that meth plug, bro? You got that ice plug? The Blue Delicious, bro?
Blue Delicious.
You got that pink frosting plug, bro? Got that glass plug, bro. Dog, oh fuck. I totally forgot about this shit. One time I was at fucking I was working at Einstein's, bro. This is like one of my last days there. I just went to Subway, dog. And I was walking back to that bitch. Oh my fucking god, bro. Some like crackhead dude came up to me and was like, yo, bro. He just started talking this bullshit. And then he started talking about, like, hey, man, you, like, got some glass? Or you know where to get some glass? And I was like, some what? And he's like, some, you know, some glass. And I'm like, what the fuck is this guy on? And, you know, I was kind of just like, this motherfucker wants meth. Like, I don't got meth, bro. The fuck? So then I was like, no, bro, I don't do that. He's like, oh, yeah, no, not me. He's like, I don't do that either. I was like, what the fuck? This dude's tweaking, bro. And I talked to him, like, from that whole place all the way to, like, the end of that one store. And I was like, bro, this motherfucker's geeking, dog. He's geeking, bro. That shit was fucked up, bro. On my last week. Like, I don't understand why that shit happened in my last week.